thousands of migrants set to arrive in massive El Paso-bound caravan in just a few days. So what we have is these big, huge groups of migrants that kind of band together their strength in numbers. You've got one that is somewhere between 2,000 and 3,000 people right now headed for Texas. And it's going to get bigger as it goes from southern Mexico to the northern border to the southern border of the U.S. That thing, that bad boy could get pretty big. You could have 4,000 or 5,000 people. And we saw that last winter. Let's get into it. Here we go. So what I was going to say is that right before Christmas, maybe it was right after Christmas, we also had a number of these big caravans that started getting turned back by Mexican authorities. Mexico is trying to, they're basically trying to strong arm the United States into, you know, giving them $20 billion for this. We need this. We need this. Otherwise, we're going to let a few more immigrants come through. The number of immigrants coming through the southern border has been really suppressed. And a lot of that has to do with the Mexican government right now. If you get busted near Mexico City, maybe a little further, they're going to move you a step back. If you get busted that step back, they're going to move you back. They're going to move you like one stop back, which is the equivalent of like a 6.5 hour drive, maybe a 3 hour drive, maybe a 2.5 hour drive. And eventually, if you're not good at, you know, caminante, being a walker, migrant walker, you're going to end up all the way back at the Mexico-Guatemala border. So you've got this, you know, this hamster treadmill going on right now. But eventually, and I've talked about this before, eventually that's going to burst. The Mexican government's going to go, hey, United States, go F yourselves. We're not doing this anymore. We only have so much in the way of resources. You didn't do what we told you to do. Plus, we're, you know, we're really good friends with Biden, and Biden doesn't, you know, he loves immigration. He loves bringing them all the illegals in. So why wouldn't we just, so at some point in time, Mexican government's going to stop and these caravans are just going to boom, go. The last big caravan that happened, the Mexican government pulled a fast one and essentially said, hey, pull over. You guys, you know, a couple thousand of them, pull over here. We'll get you paperwork so that you're legal all the way through to the U.S. border. And yeah, they didn't. They lied. They basically just took those people out of circulation. All their contacts were lost. And they lied to us. The Mexican government lied to you? No way. I don't believe that for a second. So they got lied to, and then eventually they had to get their momentum back. But, you know, these big groups, if they can tear them apart, yeah, people leaving, people still going, people going back, you know, whatever might happen. So a new 2,000-person migrant caravan is making its way north to the U.S. border and is expected to reach El Paso, Texas, in just the next few days. All right. Well, I'm gonna take exception to that. So this is happening in the state of Chiapas, which is down by Guatemala. Here is the city. Tapachula is where they are starting from in that state that I just mentioned. And it is roughly by car to El Paso. It is a 35-hour drive. Now, this group of migrants, 2,000 group of migrants, they started on Monday. Today is Thursday. And if you were to walk this route, it would be 625 hours of walking. It's a long-ass walk. Now, we're talking sometime late spring. They're going to be there, right? I mean, they're not coming tomorrow. You don't need to worry about them coming tomorrow. But so in the next few days, no, but that sounds better. That sounds like, hey, this is coming. This is happening. Videos posted online show a swarm of people walking through the streets of southern Mexico on Monday. So to go from southern Mexico to our southern border, yeah, 600 plus hours of walking. Yeah, that's a long walk. It's a long walk. In one clip, an apparent leader could be seen encouraging the group through a bullhorn to chant, a la frontera, meaning to the border. The group proclaimed in Spanish, we are not criminals, we are international workers. All right, yeah, but you're illegal international workers because you don't have a U.S. citizenship and you are coming into the U.S. illegally. Yes, yes, you are. That's what you are. So if you want to spin it as international workers, looking for a job, I get that. But you're wreaking some real havoc on the whole system. And we all know what the end game is. All right, let's get in there before Trump maybe becomes president again. Oh, because man, he wasn't kind to us. He really restricted that border down and kicked a bunch of us back. And now he's threatening to send us back on day one. Interesting to see, right? Know a lot of people down at the border, they're like, we need Trump back. Trump back now. That's what they're saying. That's what they're hoping for. Church-run border shelters are preparing for the group's arrival as they run out of space to house the thousands of migrants trying to make their way into the United States, according to the Border Report. We are in contact with people and personnel in migrant shelters in South Mexico. The Reverend Francisco Bueno Guillen, director of Casa del Migrante Shelter in the border city of Juarez, Mexico, told the news station. They saw many people have come into the country recently and are being joined by others already there, he said. And yes, they are coming to Juarez. So we're getting ready for them. We're preparing. What's interesting is this is from the New York Post. It was one of the few outlets that covered this because everybody else is like, oh, don't say anything about big groups of migrants. That's not going to work out well. One of the reasons I'm reading this is because we had that whole, I didn't podcast on it because I don't really podcast on individual events unless they have to do with a bigger topic, like murders. I'm going to tell you about some murders here shortly in Denver. Can you imagine that? Is that shocking to you? I know. At a homeless shelter, we've talked about it before. We're going to talk about it again because it's pretty interesting. It's pretty entertaining. I don't normally talk about murder, you know, an individual murder, unless it has to do with a big ongoing topic. So the illegal immigrants that bum rushed the border in El Paso, they basically, you know, they're cutting through the fence and they're hammered on some of the border protection guys. You know, there's that whole big thing and a bunch of them got arrested. It was just, you know, it was all over the news. But it's like, all right, so that happened. Okay. And what's the real story? Now, the real story is the ongoing. Hey, Texas is handling it this way. We got the Supreme Court ruling because Biden is suing the Texas government because, you know, Greg Abbott is doing such a great job that we can't have that. We can't have, you know, Texas actually protecting its southern border. That's a no-no. We need to give it back to the feds so that Customs and Border Protection can go back to not doing their job, right? Because that's what is dictated at, you know, from the top down. Don't do your job. Just act as a travel agent. What city would you like to go to? Over there, get in my Uber white van and I will drive you to the nearest migrant shelter, where then you'll check in and they will then take you to your local destination, hopefully Denver, because Denver seems least able to, maybe Chicago. Maybe you'd like to go to Chicago. Either one of those cities are not doing well right now managing this crisis, right? They're just not. They're like, ah. And one of my podcasts yesterday was Let's Go Brandon Johnson. Yeah, he is mum on how much is being spent on the migrant shelter. Somewhere around in between three hotels that he's got going on for the migrants, for the illegals, spending $1 million a week. $1 million a week. Mm. And so one of the reasons for reading this podcast is that you've got a big influx of migrants coming. They are a coming. It's a matter of when. It's a matter of when. Will this pod of migrants, will they get derailed? Yeah, maybe. It's going to take them a long time to get there. Yeah, 600 hours of walking. So you can see why they want to take a bus or anything else. But oftentimes, you know, you'll see those horrible events where they get put in, you know, enclosed truck and a bunch of them die because, you know, the more times they stop and let people out, it's kind of an indication of, hey, we got a little human trafficking going on here. And yeah, that's not exactly illegal. He said they're expecting at least 2,000 migrants who set off from Chiapas, Mexico to arrive in El Paso in the coming days, not the next few days, but in the coming days. I would say late spring, right? Late spring. And as those groups go through, there are strength in numbers. Those groups get bigger because people hanging out in different areas are like, ah, let's team up with them because, you know, it got a little bit more protection as they go through in a big group. The so-called Migrants Via Crucis was organized by Mexican activists in Chiapas to ensure the safety of migrants making their way to the U.S. It left the city of Tapachula on the border of Guatemala on Monday, according to Border Report. Yeah, so this whole concept of they're going to be there in a couple of days, I mean, even by bus, I believe it took 2 days and 1 hour just on a bus going. That's how far away it is. I mean, that makes sense, right? Southern end of Mexico up to, I mean, it's literally at Guatemala. It's like, okay, how's your geography? That is not a couple of day walk, is it? So another group of several hundred foreign nationals have also set up a camp behind a convenience store in Chihuahua City, about 230 miles from El Paso, it reports. So but you've always got this stuff going on. You've always got, well, we got a thing there and got a thing here in California, got a thing in Arizona. We got things going on in Texas, got the El Paso deal. They got so worked up and so upset that they, I mean, what are you thinking when you just bust through a fence set up by Customs and Border Protection? You know, you're so desperate to get into the U.S. that you commit yet another crime and you just don't care. You just want in. You just break your way in. I mean, think about that. They're literally breaking their way in and hoping that they get arrested by Customs and Border Protection. Because if Texas National Guard gets them, they might do a little, yep, you need to go back to Mexico. You need to go back. And that's what all this big deal is that the state of Texas is basically taking over the job of the feds. And state of Texas, Governor Greg Abbott, he is claiming responsibility for those numbers being way, way down. They're way, way down relative to December. But as far as February's go, this past February we had last month, that was a record-setting February. And our numbers are way down of who's in, you know, the pipeline relative to what we experienced in late 2023. So that kind of tells you, you know, it's all relative, right? So we've still got, what was it last month? 170,000 came through, something like that. But it was 370,000 throughout all the borders in the United States. 302,034 came across just the southern border in the state of in the month of December. I mean, those are incredible numbers, incredible numbers. My family, we had a family gathering for my Aunt Nancy, and she is probably one of the most ardent fans of this podcast. So it's pretty cool to have an aunt like that who just, you know, she's always listening. Now, my uncle says that my aunt falls asleep to my podcast. It puts her to sleep. So take that as you will, but I tell my aunt that it's osmosis. You're listening and you're learning from nephew Sean by osmosis. But my uncle, during the dinner, he said, you know, 11 million people is what Customs and Border Protection have basically stated have come into the United States within the time frame of the Biden administration. 11 million people. 11 million people. That's nuts. That is absolute insanity. And we've always got, we've always got some. There's no way you're going to prevent, you know, all the illegals coming through. But just those levels. I mean, look at some of these photos here. And these are just, you know, you got the Mexican national, the army going by, National Guard, whatever they are, military travel alongside. And just these enormous, you got an umbrella here. I mean, it's hot. You're walking along. I mean, what a disaster. So it was just at, but Gillen said that the Casa del Migrante shelter has already been filling up. You're hearing stories about the capacity being tapped out, or what you're hearing are funding has been eliminated. We had one in San Diego not long ago. Migrant Intake Center had to shut down. No more funding. No more federal government funding. State doesn't have it. Local authorities don't have it. No more money. So they're literally in San Diego just cutting people loose. Hey, you know, here's a map. You got a phone? You got a phone? That way, El Norte. Go north. You need to go that away. That's where you're headed. They're literally doing that number to people that are illegally in the United States. Don't speak English. Don't, you know, this whole thing is just such a train wreck from the beginning. The Kiko Romero Municipal Gym is also 3/4 full as of Wednesday, Juarez Human Rights Office Director, he said. So things are getting full. What the point is that you got people on the move. People on the move. A massive surge just happened we go from Colombia into Panama, and that is the Darien Gap. just had a massive surge of illegals go through that little drill. So they are a coming. I mean, there's no way around it, right? So El Paso has shown itself to be very able to gear up when the surge comes and provide a safe and orderly way for those who have been permitted to come in to find a secure situation and continue on their paths, said Border Report. It's insane that this is going on. I don't think there was anything else here. Yeah, we talked about the Texas authorities charged 9 immigrants involved in the breach. That was the breach at El Paso. They rushed the concertina wire and they trampled over Border Patrol agents in their way. They're so desperate to get into the U.S. and they're tired of waiting. Yeah, they're tired of waiting. They're saying, hey, Mexican, the people in Mexico are not treating us well. Imagine that. Shocked. I'm shocked, right? I mean, no, it's a brutal journey for most of these people. You got to pay a lot of money, and most of them are indentured when they get here. But this is literally what the Biden administration has just given a huge rubber green stamp that says, go, go, go. Keep going. There you go. Keep going. El Norte. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Going to load up these jurisdictions with census. Going to get the House of Representatives to go our way. I mean, is that the end goal? That's what a lot of people talk about, right? A lot of people talk about that is the end goal. Changing U.S. politics by just slamming a bunch of, you know, folks through that won't be able to vote. But when you've got the census being counted every 10 years, yeah, that's going to come in handy. Going to come in handy. So a lot of folks think we got going on. Whatever it is, it's wild. And by wild, I mean, shouldn't be happening. And yet here we are. So make that vote count. I know you guys are reasonable and you will make that vote count. So many other people are like, they're just international workers. Mm-hmm. Okay. How many more news stories are we going to have like Lake and Riley, right? Say her name. Yeah. I mean, that whole thing is just like, I'm sorry, what? What happened? Okay. You let 11 million people in, you can have a certain percentage that are going to be bad hombres. And that's what we're experiencing now, along with numbers escalating as the warm weather hits, as spring becomes summer. That's when peak caminante season is hot. I mean, that's why you got so many people dying in that desert and just, oof. Not good. All right. That's it for me on this segment. Thank you so much for being here. Love to have you as a subscriber. Do all that good Facebook stuff, and I will see you on the next one. Thanks again for being here. See you soon. Bye for now.